Hello and welcome to the Therapist Market Podcast. My name is John Matthews. I'm a licensed clinical social worker with over 10 years of experience in private practice. Today we're going to be reviewing one of the most important and perhaps one of the most dreaded aspects of therapeutic work, the progress note. A progress note is a part of the client's medical record that serves as a summary of the client's progress in any given therapy session. Because the therapist completes a progress note for every session, these notes likely make up the bulk of any given medical record. Therefore, having an effective progress note template should be a priority for all mental health professionals, whatever their background or specialty. Today, we're going to go through the components of a progress note and take a look at some examples of each. There is no universal standard progress note. This can create confusion around both the specific information to include in a note or not to include in a note, as well as how to organize that information in a meaningful way. That said, there are some generally agreed upon components that you'll find in most progress note templates. These are client and session information, diagnosis, topics discussed in session, clinical notes, therapeutic interventions, clinical assessment, and plans for the future. So we're going to go through these one by one and dive into each one a little bit. First is client and session information. A progress note will most often begin with basic information about the session, including the client's name and date of birth, the session date, time, and duration, service code, and finally, the type of session and participants. For example, the client is John Doe, date of birth, January 1st, 1999. The session date is January 1st, 2022 at 12 p.m. to 12:45 p.m. This is a 45-minute code that may be billed under the service code 90834 or some variation of that based on whatever codes your insurer requires. This is an online session with the client and therapist present only. For the diagnostic component, in most cases, you'll be looking for an ICD-10 diagnosis code and a description of that diagnosis. For example, the diagnosis code for this client is F41.1, Generalized Anxiety Disorder. The next component of the progress note we're going to discuss is the topics or issues addressed. This section may be pretty brief. For example, the therapist and the client discuss the client's recent experience with general anxiety as he prepared for an upcoming school presentation. The intervention component of the progress note consists of the specific therapeutic interventions that the clinician used. This session is also maybe pretty brief and may be found as a checklist or a drop-down menu. For example, today's interventions were CBT, behavior modification, and increasing strength-based coping skills, along with role-playing a grounding technique. For the clinical notes component, this is where you'll document any additional clinical information that you may want to include in your note, such as your therapeutic rationale for any topics discussed, a description of any client symptomology, including frequency, intensity, and duration, as well as any subjective report of any of the client's clinical functioning. An example would be, the client was active and engaged throughout the session. The therapist supported the client with challenging a catastrophizing belief about an upcoming school presentation. The therapist supported the client with identifying an alternative, less catastrophic belief, which is better supported by the evidence. The client reported no significant change to symptomology since the last session. I think a lot of us find this section to be the most difficult to write as we try to put words to our clinical judgments. A therapeutic intervention list can be a helpful resource for this reason. These are big lists of common therapeutic interventions so that you don't have to come up with a wording on your own every time. We have one at Therapist Market you might be interested in, which you can find on our site. So moving on, the next component we're going to look at is the assessment section. This consists of the therapist's clinical assessments of the client's mood, affect, mental functioning, functional status, and risk assessment if needed. So for example, the client's mood was anxious, his affect was normal throughout the session, his mental status was intact, and he reported no risk of harm to self or others, while also displaying no evidence to the contrary. The plan component consists of any therapeutic plan between the current session and the next one. This could be a homework assignment or simply the date of the next session. For example, therapist and client will meet again at the same time next week on January 8th, 2022 at 12 p.m. The therapist has provided a grounding exercise for the client to use as needed throughout the week. So in conclusion, the components we've reviewed today will be included in most comprehensive progress notes, though the presentation may vary a bit. Whichever high-quality template you use will ultimately share a lot of ground with the others. But it's important to note that different organizations and insurance providers may have different requirements as to what should or shouldn't be included in the progress note. So it's always a good idea to check with your agencies and insurers to make sure you're meeting their documentary standards. A template is a great way to make sure you're documenting at a high standard. Of course, we've got you covered at Therapist Market with a number of different progress note options. Just head over to therapistmarket.com and search the catalog. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Market podcast and stay tuned.